Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Malcolm Nance. Hi. Isn't that...
How are you?
You had to inform that people, the criminals, wear handcuffs. That's what they wear. So thank you for that.
Yes, I'm a professor at Don't Be a Criminal University. And apparently, they didn't learn some lessons, especially Steve Bannon, who, you know, although he only wore handcuffs briefly and was charged with a misdemeanor. That's the part that I find the most offensive of this whole thing.
Yeah. And that he's not in jail. Don't you think we should use inherent contempt, too? And he should stay in jail until he testifies.
Well, let me tell you, I know I tweeted about this morning that, you know, I think it was on Morning Joe today. They had put up a poll that said 51% of Americans or registered voters now prefer to vote for Republicans in 2022 and only 41% of Democrats. And people say, well, how does that happen? It's simple. It's the Democrats who are voters who are answering these polls who don't even believe in their own party. And that party believes solely in power.
Yeah.
And Steve Bannon is an avatar in the abuse of power. And let me tell you, they're not joking when they're saying they're coming for all of us next year. You won't have, I mean, so if we don't start taking this very, very seriously, that arresting things like, you know, Steve Bannon, that's helpful, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, when we're sitting in our Schadenfreude bath, that we're going to be enjoying this next year when they do this to you and me.
Listen to Steve Bannon when he talks. Here he is.
And to show you how we're taking back the House and the Senate, overnight, Patrick Leahy in Vermont, a complete lock to get 85% of the vote, announced he's not going to run for re-election. You know why he's not running for re-election? It's not because he's 81.
He's
These guys
1,000.
Are power mad. It's because he knows he's going to be in the minority. It's the biggest tell that we're taking back the Senate.
This is why these people know
they're going to be in the minority. Hey, we're going to rub your nose. We're going to rub their noses publicly in the malfeasance that their lives are. Okay?
What does he mean?
I don't. This is the gaslighting, right, Malcolm?
Telling the truth is malfeasance.
Yeah, exactly, Carlos.
You know what? Let's not debate his stupidity. Let's just really listen to what that fascist ideologue said. Okay, yeah. These people mean it. While we're sitting here arguing over what does he mean by malfeasance, they mean to take back this government. We need to start acting like we're going to save democracy. We need to start talking like we are bringing it here in 2022. Yeah. We didn't do it in Virginia because you know why? Young people didn't vote because they weren't motivated. They didn't get their single issue, whatever it was. I had people lecturing me on criminal justice reform, right? Now Virginia is going to go back and reverse all of anything that was done in support of criminal justice reform in their state. You don't come out. You sit around and you complain. You lose. We are literally teetering on the edge of losing American democracy. So 12 months from right now, we have got to start talking like Steve Bannon. Yep. We are coming for the 2022 election.
You made one point on Twitter. You said social media radicalization and the similarities between insurrectionist terrorists and jihadists are striking. Joking that they're Y'all Qaeda and Vanilla ISIS becomes much less funny when you realize it's true. I mean, and you've been warning about this. How about this? You know, who was it, Malcolm, that warned us about a civil war is coming? And this yesterday, the transcript of an FBI interview with an insurrectionist. He was the one accused of attacking Officer Michael Fanone with a stun gun.
He
claimed to be acting on the authorization from former President Trump. He told the agents he had an expectation there was going to be civil war. He indicated there was a direction of tasers to the front lines on January 6th because there was an expectation tasers would be needed to occupy the Capitol. Well, as you keep saying on TV and elsewhere, Malcolm, it's an ongoing insurgency. We're in it. It's not over. Right?
It is. I removed from the title of my upcoming book, The Coming Trump Insurgency, in the subtitle. We changed it to The Trump Insurgency.
Right.
It's here. Okay? We're in the political phase of it, and it will go eventually to the paramilitary or terroristic phase here soon. The insurrection was the first step of the paramilitary phase. But we are really in a dangerous situation. That comment related to ISIS, which is the thing that, you know, I always get right-wingers attacking me for because Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham always come up and say, oh, this guy, you know, equated us to ISIS. Yeah, let me show you something. This book I'm holding up is my New York Times bestseller, Defeating ISIS. 120,000 words, a hefty, hefty book. Guess what? My new book, which is about the right-wing extremists that are coming for democracy, that are coming to tear down everything. They are not joking when they say they're going to do revenge, all right? It's the same size as my book on ISIS.
Yeah.
There are so many examples. I had to remove 3 chapters, including an entire 14,000-word chapter on the history of right-wing extremism and neo-Nazis in the United States. We are sitting in a pool, a chrysalis, you know, essentially a petri dish of that is going to turn into something that will end democracy. And I'm not tired of coming on this show and warning it. What I'm tired of is the people that don't go out and talk to each other, right? We need to, and it's our fault as Democrats, independents, Republicans who are, democracy minded, of taking their own strategies and using them. And the key one that we need to do is we need to talk the fight, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying it now. We're bringing this fight to them next year. We're going to overturn all historical precedents.
Yeah.
Democrats from this moment forward. But you know who needs to do this the most? The House of Representatives need to pass the Voting Reform Act. Just now, once we get Build Back Better, I don't want to hear nothing except
voting rights. Yeah,
right. Voting reform. We have Lisa Murkowski on board.
Yeah.
We don't need Mnuchin. It's Kyrsten Sinema who will probably be the bugaboo in that because she is paid lock, stock, and barrel. We found out that she was a right winger.
Yeah.
Not a Green Party activist at all or an independent.
Yeah.
So we need to stand up for what we are intending.
As I said, she is the
next November blue tsunami this day.
She is the Susan Sarandon of Jill Stein's of Tulsi Gabbard's.
Yes. Oh, my God. She literally is like Tulsi Gabbard. Mark my words.
Oh, Tulsi Gabbard celebrated the Democrats' loss in Virginia, by the way. Did we miss that? Yeah.
Celebrated it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so can I just look back to your specialty for a moment, terrorism? The Senate Parliamentarian's office was the most pillaged among the other rooms in the Capitol during the insurrection. John Carl's book makes it clear that those going through the office were looking for something specific. He thinks it was the Electoral College ballots. We're going to find more and more that this was a very specific thing that happened on January, that it was to physically stop the peaceful transition of power, and it was ordered all the way from the top. Am I spoiling, being a spoiler alert?
Well, you know, the thing is, I like to, you know, I'm going to wait for the evidence about ordering it from the top. But we already know there was a command team, right? Mm-hmm. There was a command and control team that was organized at the Willard Hotel. And I want to see those people brought to justice, whether Trump was confident enough to know or was being briefed. But this stinks of Steve Bannon and Roger Stone.
Yeah.
Roger Stone is the guy who created the phrase "stop the steal."
Yeah.
And if you recall, initially it was used in Florida, I think in 2015, and then it was brought back to stop the steal for getting Trump the nomination.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In 2016.
Don't you feel like you're writing like a crime series of books starting from Russia? It's all the same characters, Roger Stone, and they keep getting away with it and getting pardoned, so they go on to the next set of crimes, stealing elections, right? What's that, Carlos? Sorry.
Roger Stone is the Riddler. You know, he gets in trouble and he gets right back out again.
Exactly. No, I mean, and Malcolm, they're in all your books. I mean, they're involved.
He's a penguin.
He
dresses more like the Penguin.
But you know,
he's
tweeted
a cobblepot.
Yeah,
you tweeted, mark my words, Bannon wants to go to prison to write Mein Kampf 2021. I mean, as you say, where's our next Bannon? Real quick, this is, you're right. It's vengeance. It's, here we go.
Martyrdom.
Yeah, number 11.
Okay,
Steve Bannon.
This is the war that they have brought to us, and we're going to fight it every day. And we don't care what Shifty Shift, and we don't care what the Marxists. From his Marxist traitor father, little Jamie Raskin,
and the
Farrakhan, the Farrakhan mouthpiece, Benny Thompson, brilliant Benny Thompson, brilliant in quotes, Benny Thompson.
All right, okay. It is. It's all about vengeance. I mean, Malcolm, you know, you've seen some of this polling that shows Biden and Trump. This is what, you know, we've allowed that. Like, here we go. Mm-hmm. He could be reelected. These people could be back in power.
That polling is a reflection of Democrats, independents, and anti-Trump Republicans. For some strange reason, we can't motivate ourselves unless it's a presidential election year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, I'm probably going to have to go out and create my own Steve Bannon equivalent podcast to start warning people on a daily basis. These people listen to those shows for 3 and 4 hours a day. Your show is one of the few shows, right? That's out there trying to get people motivated. You have to understand it's a full-time job for fascists to destroy democracy.
The problem is we're trying to serve healthy punch at Jonestown.
Right.
Yes. We have the healthy Kool-Aid. We don't want that.
Yeah. Organic.
It's not sweet enough.
I don't like
organic.
It's not pure enough.
And you're absolutely right. Instead of, you know, all of us understanding what this risk is, what this threat is. They are organizing. He is the lead organizer for the destruction of American democracy. He says it himself.
Yep.
He says it himself that this is what he's here for and that this is what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So we have to motivate ourselves and start doing it. This, you know, the Sexy Miller podcast world had better become the primary cheerleader, right, for bringing it to these people.
We're
need to do a historic takeover.
We're on it.
In November 2020, because they already may have gotten the House just through gerrymandering.
Not the Stephanie Miller cinematic universe and all its superheroes will make sure that does not happen. One last question on January 6th. A whistleblower wants Congress to take a closer look at how U.S. Capitol Police responded to the January 6th insurrection. He's concerned that the congressional investigators are too close to Capitol Police Department to conduct an open and honest investigation. Well, I hope they do a thorough top-down, whoever's involved. And we know that, you know, some Capitol Police officers obviously have been disciplined over this, but I want to know everybody from top to bottom that enabled this, don't you?
Absolutely. And you know, they announced a few months ago there were 36 officers under investigation, internal investigation. They may have already disciplined as many as six. I want to know who ordered certain doors to just have them stand aside.
Yeah.
Because there's one really prominent video where, you know, there's black and Latino cops who are standing there with a look of utter disgust on this face, allowing them to walk in. Now, I spent way too much time taking orders from people to know that was ordered by someone higher than them to stand down at that door, let them in, and someone probably was treating them like that high school, you know, visiting group from Iowa that we keep hearing so much about.
Yeah.
But that, you know, but while other officers were fighting for their lives on the other side, that's internal. And we need to find out, you know, another good one was the three officers who had their backs against the door on the speaker's lobby. Those three guys had no weapons, or if they did, they weren't inclined to use them. They were standing there looking around for, you know, looking around for someone to give them some sort of guidance. Somewhere a supervisor comes and they abandon the door.
Yeah.
But the six SWAT guys to their left down the steps did nothing. All of that, you need to hold those people accountable.
Yeah, I mean, it's heartbreaking, some of the audio about we need backup, like, where they never, the amount of time it took to get help. Thank you for boosting Stephen King, the you said, how did I miss this evergreen green tweet? He just said, you lost, you miserable, self-entitled, infantile f***er. Concede and get the hell out. We didn't know we would have to keep
Stephen
saying
King,
this.
Man.
We had to keep saying it so many times after the election, right?
He's going to be my bestest buddy here soon. I'm sure I live relatively close to him. I'm going to drive up there.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I mean, Malcolm, but this is, we were saying, you saw the reporting, Corey Lewandowski said Trump knows he lost. He knew he lost the night they called it. And yet we have what percentage of Americans, or mostly Republicans, that believe the election was stolen and think he's going to be reinstated? That's the danger, that based on nothing, it, not his attorney general, not his head of Homeland Security, not 60 judges, that some many of whom appointed by him, there was no fraud.
We need
and you
to,
got almost
this
half
is
the
one
country.
Of the biggest,
yeah, go ahead.
This is one of the biggest problems we have in media. Stop litigating this thing. Start every time you see something, you lost. That's it. There's your message.
Yeah.
Right? Do like Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC says. Short, to the point messages people can understand. We lose our own messaging wars because we want to have discussions, right? We want to have, we want to sit here and adjudicate the election and why it was fair. None of that. Yeah. You need to fight for American democracy now.
Yeah.
Okay? We are in and now another existential inning. Yeah. And we're going to be in it. There will be a new inning every 2 years now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
We have to turn history on its head this November. And I'm sorry, that's all I'm going to talk about, you know, until the inevitable.
Listen, I have lost some degree of hearing from so many, like, years of radio headphones. You are literally the only guest I have to turn my headphones down for. And I appreciate your volume on behalf of America, sir.
I'm not even near my microphone.
I know. All right. Coffee with Carlos continues. Thank you, Malcolm Nance. We will see you next week. Love you.
See ya, Carlos.
Great to have the budge.